When you're keen on fishing,
whoa, got one.
There's nothing better than having a friend in the know. It's the real fishing spot on the wave with Jai Sheridan.
Yes, it certainly is. A man who was up very, very late last night doing what a lot of people do down here, going prawning.
Yes.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. How about yourself?
Yeah, good. Kilo of prawns, yum.
Yeah, looking forward to eating it tonight.
So good to see they're still around. We don't talk about prawns much. We talk about crabs and cray, but not many prawns.
Yeah, I haven't been for about a year now. It was good to get back out. I just went kicking when dabbing kind of thing. I didn't wade up for the tide, but walking around the flats, it was good fun.
Good stuff.
Yeah, a couple of hours work. It was good.
All right, it is the Real Fishing Spot with Jai. We'll talk about the latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle as well, and we'll talk about good places to go across what is going to be a beautiful weekend weather-wise. Let's talk about land-based, Jai.
So the land-based guys fishing in the cut have found some good-sized salmon, trout, herring and whiting inside the cut, particularly around the bridge pylons, and there's been tailor caught off the estuary ends of the cut, at particularly after dark.
Yep.
In the Mandurah Channel, around the sand flats, there continues to be some good-sized yellowfin whiting, and also around the drop-offs around some of the jetties close to the bridge has been quite good as well. And guys wading in the estuary have found some nice-sized yellowfin. They've been quite keen to hit surface lures, and if they're not hitting that, subsurface little blades have been fishing really well for them.
Right.
Down the beaches, this end up here, there's Medora, San Remo. There's been some good tailor getting caught. The size isn't as big as the southern stretch, you know, around 30, 35 centimetres, but the numbers are there. Okay. There's also been the occasional mulloway thrown in as well. Early risers in that Singleton stretch fishing the gutters have found some nice yellowfin whiting still. And guys that are fishing down towards White Hills are finding the tailor are a better size, not as prevalent, but up around that 40, 50 centimetre mark.
Beautiful.
For the crabs, land base is still a little bit hard. I saw a lot of crabs last night, but they were that little bit undersized.
Yeah.
But if you've got a boat, drop netting along the deep parts of the estuary is really good, and also just scooting along the shallows, scooping them that way.
Is there a size limit on prawns?
No.
There's not.
But I always like to take them if they're at least 4 fingers long kind of thing.
Yeah.
That way they're easier to peel. For the boaties, jewfish, snapper, breakseacod, and some big bulging growth have been getting caught mainly in that 40 to 60 metre mark, but south of the cut in 10 to 20 metres, there's been some good jewies getting caught along with the occasional snapper, and there's also been some good tailor to be caught trolling in the estuary.
Fantastic. All right, lots of places to go, lots of things to catch. Now, the latest gadget from Tucky's Tackle is a Shimano Waxwing. I assume that's a lure.
It is. Now, it's quite a versatile lure. It comes in about 5 different sizes. One are sizes from little ones for catching herring and salmon and trout, all the way up to a size that you can target salmon with. My favourite size is about 100 mil. I use it for casting for tailor. You can slow troll it in the estuary for tailor. And I've also used the really small one casting around. I've caught trout on it, and I've also cast around the cut and caught salmon, juvenile salmon, and plenty of herring on it as well.
Shimano Waxwing, available at Tucky's Tackle. What's it worth, Jai?
They start at $12.95 and go up from there.
Okay, well, good luck if you go prawning tonight, and have a great weekend, mate. We'll look forward to catching you next Friday.
No worries. Thanks.
There we go. Jai Sheridan, The Real Fishing Spot, 91.7 The Wave.